set it in stone, and now walk away from this. Your water so dire, he's taking sides of them. Even now, your voice is falling far behind tonight. In these streets, we're left alone to fight. So hello, rain, take your time to show your face again, and let the sun survive a day away from you. So hello, rain, take your time to show your face again, and let our view follow through into the night. So hello.
We're back with Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton with Rod Monique, and that was the one and only that just left us here in studio, Terry Fay, Vice President and General Manager of Salem Broadcasting, one of the largest station conglomerates, if you would, within the United States, for sure. It's one of the largest out there. I mean, they've got stations all over the place, all over the United States, and just doing incredible stuff, and just an honor to have him and be
That's
a part
great.
Of the family here. It's so
he
cool.
He stops by the studio, you know, and breezes in and... Great stuff.
Cool guy.
I mean, yeah. Right? 26 yeah. years he's been here and just being faithful to what God's called to. I thought that was great.
Of course, he had to take his Prius all the way down the hall, take a right and then to the left and then, you know, and then stop at a few stoplights. You know, he literally is like, we could you know, literally reach out and touch him from where we are almost. He's in his offices. Anyway, but what a pleasure to be able to have someone like that in studio. And he is a creative guy, 26 years in the radio business. That says just so much about what he's doing and so much about what they're doing. With Salem Broadcasting, we're just so blessed to be a part of the family.
And I do want to encourage people to be praying for KKLA.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
Just like in the record industry, we've seen an upheaval. And now with indie music and online music, the record industry has changed. Radio is having to change because people are, you know, basically got their smartphones and everything's either coming through that or their computer. Very few people are listening to the airwaves these days. So what's the next move for KKLA? What's the next thing? How do we get the message out? So I really appreciated what Terry said about that. We need to pray and hear what God wants
to
do.
And be willing for change. And yeah, I know God does new things all the time. So it's hard for us when we, you know, like he was saying, 26 years is a long time. You kind of, you don't want to get stuck in your own rut and this is what I do. You want to continually be open for new things that God is doing. So I appreciated that he
yeah.
said.
Yeah, and remember, the difficult circumstance you're in is probably what God is using to get you to go in a new direction.
Phew. Yeah.
The river gets dammed up because it needs to flow in a different direction.
And sometimes that don't feel good.
No, it doesn't.
Even good change is hard. It doesn't matter what kind of change comes. Change is usually hard.
Oof. I know from my life, if I hadn't gone through some real difficulties in 2005, my health was threatened. My wife still thinks that she almost lost me. She didn't know why she didn't. Just kidding.
That's a wife for you.
Yeah, she loves me.
She loves you.
But very difficult circumstances. And God used those over the next couple of years to shape me and get me ready to go in a whole other direction.
Yep.
So you as a listener out there, obviously continue to support KKLA and what they're doing here. Drop them a line sometime or maybe a note or something to let them know just how much is appreciated with all the Pastoria counseling. And, I mean, people that are on this station is just unbelievable. We're just a speck in the sand as far as from what's on this station and some wonderful teaching here at KKLA 99.5. And you are listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5. This is Kempton with Rod and Monique. And, you know, we talk about all the time, Rod, about people that take to run this mission that we've been called to. We believe that Worship Factory is truly a mission, and we are on a mission that God has appointed us on. And, you know, we're just so thankful that, you know, people come into our lives and have come into our lives. And one of the people that we wanted to talk about and just acknowledge, too, as far as that goes, is Sue Stewart. And we wanted to, you know, actually, you know,
Susie Q.
Susie Q. She's been since the beginning of our journey, which is almost 2 years ago now, believe it or not. It's going on 2 years. It's like it's amazing to hardly think about. But, you know, one of the things we are so blessed by is the heart and warmth. And Susie's also a singer, and she's been around, but a
she's
photographer.
She's not just a singer. She can do harmony.
No.
This girl does harmony.
Yeah, but the key about Sue is she was there sitting at the table the day you and I met.
That's
exactly
cool. I didn't
right.
know that.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. In fact, she came over to us. Rod and I are sitting at the table, and Sue actually came over and started a conversation with us. And just was just this ball of joy and smiling And ever since that day, she has been our biggest supporter at Worship Factory, and we just can't thank her enough. And she's been one that prays for us and prays with us and supports us and uplifts us and all those things. Plus, she's getting ready to be a three-time again grandma. She's got three babies in the hopper right now.
I think we ought to drag her over to a microphone and make her talk.
Yeah.
She's always behind the camera.
Hey! We love you, Sue.
It's a different seat for me.
Yeah. She's always behind us taking pictures.
Yep. All the pictures you see, they're a product of her great eye.
Yes. Our in-house photographer.
So if you go to worshipfactory.net and take a look, there's actually all those things with us and our silliness and all of our guests that are there.
Us silly? What?
And all the things that you see online, which you can check them out. It's done. Most of that photography is done by Sue Stewart, which is our sister.
Great blackmail pictures.
But that's what's great about what, not just what we do, but about the kingdom of God. It's fun.
Yeah.
You know?
It's joyful.
I grew up in church, and I didn't know church was fun. I got to tell you that.
Really?
I
grew up in a fun church.
Oh, man. I wish I had. Yeah. So it wasn't until later.
Don't clap your hands.
Yeah, don't clap your hands. Oh. You know, just all that stuff. And so now to know that the kingdom of God is fun, our God laughs and sings.
You think?
Is that not the coolest? Mm. You know? Yeah, I love what we do.
And he laughs at us.
We bring him joy. Let's just leave it at that.
There they go again. It's like, oh my goodness, there go my children again. It's like, oh, okay. But speaking of children, Sue, you've got three on the way.
Yes, I do. I'm giddy with excitement. I can't lie about it. Just getting closer here. The first one that's due is due in just a little over 5 weeks. And this is her first baby. So we're real excited for them.
And, so cool. Congratulations.
Number two is following close behind around the 29th of March, and number three should arrive about the 3rd of April. So hopefully we won't have too much overlap. There is a little geographic
There'll be a lot on the lap.
But,
Hooray for new life.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
There'll be three little ones on the lap.
I just want to say I love you, and I am so thankful for your faithfulness. I know we've been talking a lot about faithfulness today, and you are the example of faithfulness. Mm-hmm. Always see you at church, always see you serving. You were one of the people that I first went up to, you know, to get prayer for at church.
Remember that?
And I was like, I like this lady. She's sweet. And now we're all good friends and everything.
I know.
Love you.
Worship Factory
your
family. I'm excited to be a part of it, and it's really blessed my life, and I'm excited to see what God's going to do with Worship Factory in 2012. I think he's got some great things in store for us.
But I think you're a perfect example of what we're here for, because somebody who's looking for a place to be, and God just brings into a circumstance, and suddenly the whole thing begins to grow. Mm. And there's something comes out of that, relationships and a place to be, something to do, to belong. And that's why we want people to get connected. That's why we've provided this resource, so we can be able to hook people up.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, get connected at worshipfactory.net. It is really important, and you may find your family an extra family for yourself. Worship Factory has truly become a family. Each and every one of us love each other, pray for each other, encourage one another, support one another, and on our hands and knees constantly for the things that, you know, creep up in our lives. And it's just so important for you guys to get connected in your church and get connected on Worship Factory at worshipfactory.net. Mm-hmm. We are listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton, Rod, and Monique, and we'll be right back with our Exposed, our crazy young kids section, woo-hoo, which is called our Exposed.
Oh,
right back
goodness
with their segment, John and Mariana.
Hold
right here.
On to
Look
your
out.
Hat.
John's behind the camera.
Right here. I know. While you're off camera duty, we've got some crazy kid on it.
We'll be right back with Worship Factory right here, KKLA 99.5.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. Lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. 'Cause nothing else could take to feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find the way. Bring me back to you. draw me close to you. And never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. You are my desire, no one else will do, 'cause nothing else could take your place to feel the warmth from your embrace. Help me find the way, bring me back to you.
Monique Donnelly and Rod Treckenbaus, Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. We'll be right back.